News Talk's Executive Chair.
Brought to you by Europcar. Cars or vans, long term or short term, whatever your business needs. Europcar, moving your way.
This week in our executive chair, I'm delighted to be joined by Michael Dawson, the CEO and founder of One For All, a wildly successful business. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Gavin.
You say that you've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. Why?
I guess I probably nobody else would have me as an employee. No, I've always enjoyed the art of developing things and having sort of achieving success. I guess that's probably what drove me.
Now, tell me in your own words what One For All is.
Well, One For All was established back in 2002, and the whole concept behind it was to bring choice and convenience to consumers. That's really what it was set up for. To this day, 17, 18 years later, it's still delivering choice and convenience to consumers. But now, not only in Ireland, but across Malta and the largest multi-retailer card in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, well, where did you get the idea for it? To have this card that you could spend in as you say, loads of different retailers.
Yes. Well, first it was developed actually as a paper product. And the idea was very simple. It was avoiding the market there. I had been instructed by my late wife to deliver a voucher for my mother for Jury's Hotel out in Ballsbridge. We lived in Malahide at the time, and it meant, getting across the city to buy a voucher. So as Christmas got closer, I still hadn't bought it, and Christmas Eve came and I still hadn't bought it. And needless to say, I had my ears were burnt, and I had to run down to a local restaurant in Malahide to get a voucher. So it just failed. And then in the new year, I was still getting my ears burnt for not doing the one thing that I was asked to do for Christmas that year. And I sort of said, look, hang on, this isn't my fault, because these things are never my fault. So I presumed it was the rest of the world's fault that such a product hadn't been developed. So I started to work on it and sort of looked. I had been involved in the lottery industry in the States, so I understood networks, and I understood that retailers could be joined up by computers back then. So I looked at whether we could actually develop a network and join everybody up, so I could just walk down to my local store, Centra, wherever, and buy a voucher. As the idea developed, I partnered up with probably the biggest and best retailer in Ireland, which was Unpost, and the rest is history.
Just explain the revenue model. Where does One For All make its money, and what's in it for the retailers?
Well, what's in it for the retailers to start off with is that we drive a substantial amount of new business to our retailers. And one of the promises I made when I set up this business, and I remember talking to Eddie Shanahan, who was in Arnis, and a tough retailer he was. And he said to me, well, you're going to just cannibalize and plagiarize our existing sales. And I said, no, Eddie. I said, I'm not. I said, we're going to be selling, vouchers for Arnis in 26 counties, in post offices all over the country, I said, in places where you wouldn't normally buy vouchers. So we're going to drive new and incremental sales to your store. Also, when somebody walks in with a voucher, we have this, and I do it myself, we have this sort of mindset, well, I have a €50 voucher here, so that's free. That's free money.
Yeah, yeah.
So I tend to upspend in a store, so I'll buy an awful lot more in a store because I have €50.
You'll do a top-up.
Free, yeah.
And then do you take a commission on each sale?
So we're basically the salespeople of the retail industry, and we take a commission from the sale of that, and that's really where our main income derives from. When we started off, first of all, the model was slightly different. We enjoyed huge breakage at the beginning because it wasn't as easy. We didn't have as many places to spend a voucher.
Sure.
And we also enjoyed 4% interest on the money that we'd have on deposit. And at any given time in the early years, we might have had a few million pounds on deposit, and we were enjoying, 4% interest in the bank, which was fantastic.
Yeah. Right. Things are a bit different these days.
Well, completely reversed. Right now we have 200, right now we have about 200 million on deposit, and we're actually paying 0.4% for the bank to mind.
Yeah.
It's a
funny old world. Now, the business around this time last year, it was sold to American business called Blackhawk, a spectacular deal. and congratulations to you on it. Now, I'm always banging on this programme and others, you know, that I'd like to see more IPOs in this country, stock market listings. Is that a route that, that you guys could have gone down, maybe thought about a bit?
Certainly thought about it, but we had thought about it, and there isn't an awful lot done, as you say, Gavin. So, you know, it wasn't something that we didn't want to be the pioneers. We were the pioneers in One for All, and that was, you know, tough for many, many years. So we didn't really want to be the further go down that road. Blackhawk is the world's largest multi-retailer, largest gift card provider, and they're fantastic. And we had been sort of eyeing them up for 3-4 years beforehand. They'd been eyeing us up. So we've been playing this sort of merry dance for a few years. And if I were to be the orphan looking out the door at picking my parents, I would have been saying to Blackhawk, pick me, because they were really a really great fit, and a great fit to allow us develop the business now across Europe. They spoke recently about bringing One for All to the United States and Canada. And that's, you know, I mean, that's an amazing success for an Irish company to see their products go on sale right across the world.
Yeah, and $100 million was the valuation on the business as reported on the back of this deal. Now, I wanted to ask you, because we're in the middle of an election campaign, what you would like to see the new government doing for business?
Well, that's a how long do we have?
About 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I'm belong to a group of EY Entrepreneur of the Year alumni, and we've been working with government and opposition for the last number of years, trying to put forward a case and advise them, you know, what is actually needed, not just selfishly for SMEs, but in order to generate and to safeguard the country going forward. Like, SMEs at the moment are actually 99.7% of all representative of businesses in the whole country. So they're a phenomenal sector. Our own group of companies generate £19.5 billion worth of business. So it's really, really important that this business is respected by a government and they actually take action. So we're looking for a much fairer taxation system, one that equates with the UK, or is better than the UK, because at the moment we're way, way behind it. We're looking for them to bring the educational system up to speed and for our businesses, and we're looking for less regulation, and we're also looking for this whole insurance thing now at this stage to be sorted out. It needs urgent reform. We're looking at companies going out of business and the costs going through the roof on insurance. That's one of the key asks. But looking at the entrepreneur relief, we're looking for governments to have, and I saw the entrepreneur, program for government there that Fianna Fáil brought out yesterday, and was actually very, very encouraging.
Okay, well, we'll see how it goes. We leave it there, Michael. Thanks very much for coming in. That's Michael Dawson, Chief Executive of One for All.